a legal challenge to the proposed social studies academic standards. The eviction notice timeline won't be extended. And the Oklahoma City Thunder are back in action tonight. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, May 7th. I'm Deborah Schar. Former Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter is suing the State Board of Education on behalf of a half dozen plaintiffs. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos tells us Hunter is questioning the department's approval of the latest proposed academic standards.
Hunter says the State Board of Education violated the law when it approved proposed social studies standards and sent them to the legislature.
The Oklahoma Administrative Procedures Act required the Oklahoma State Board of Education to follow its internal rules and procedures in developing, proposing, and adopting the new social studies standards. They did not.
Among other changes to the state's curricula, the standards expect students to question the results of the 2020 general election. And because Republican lawmakers, quote, silent acquiescence toward approving or rejecting them, Hunter says, they are set to take effect next school year. Unless the plaintiffs represented by Hunter, a group of families and teachers, get the relief they want. A review of the procedure the Education Board underwent to approve the standards, and in the meantime, a stop to their eventual implementation. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Governor Kevin Stitt vetoed a bill that would have extended Oklahoma's eviction timeline by 5 days. KGOU's Hannah France has details.
Senate Bill 128 proposed increasing the required amount of time between an eviction trial notice and the court date from a minimum of 5 days to 10 days and a maximum of 10 days to 15 days. In his veto message, Stitt said the bill would make it more difficult for landlords to obtain an eviction, and that state law already provides adequate due process and notice for tenants. The bill was a bipartisan effort. It was authored by Senate Minority Leader Julia Kurt and co-authored by Republican Representative Daniel Pay. But Kurt says despite their efforts, it did not pass with a wide enough margin to make a veto override possible.
His veto message made it really clear that he was really more concerned about landlords' timelines than looking at the urgency of the matter. You know, we have tons of people getting evicted where we probably could mediate and keep people in their places and also get landlords that back rent.
Kurt says the issue of ensuring modern protections for Oklahoma tenants will be a, quote, multi-year discussion. I'm Hannah France.
Governor Stitt also vetoed legislation that would have supported investigative agencies' efforts to find missing and murdered indigenous people. Katie Hallam has that story.
As people gathered at the Capitol to remember loved ones for MMIP Awareness Day, Stitt vetoed House Bill 1137. Authored by Choctaw Freedman Ronald Stewart, the bill tweaked Ida's law to allow the state to fund the Resource Limited Tribal Liaison Office through OSBI. The measure received nearly unanimous support from the legislature. Tribal leaders such as Cherokee Nation Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. said Stitt's actions showed his ignorance. Currently, Oklahoma ranks second in the nation for missing indigenous people. I'm Katie Hallam.
The Oklahoma City Thunder will try to even their second-round playoff series with the Denver Nuggets tonight. Ryan LaCroix has this preview.
Aaron Gordon's late-game three-pointer is what made the difference in the Nuggets' two-point come-from-behind victory on Monday. But Nikola Jokic's 40-point, 24-rebound performance was the real elephant in the room, for which the Thunder did not have an answer. Guard Lou Dort says the Thunder have to keep finding ways to contain Jokic.
He's been in those positions before. He's going to make a lot of tough shots. So, you know, anything that we can throw at him to make it tougher and harder for him, you know, he's the type of player he is for a reason. And, you know, we got a lot of good defenders. So whoever we can throw at him, we'll do it.
Game 2 is set for 8:30 tonight at the Paycom Center and airs on TNT. In Oklahoma City, I'm Ryan LaCroix.
Thunder Executive Vice President and General Manager Sam Presti was named the NBA Basketball Executive of the Year Tuesday. It was his first win after finishing second in three previous seasons. Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and while you're there, we invite you to subscribe to the all-new Radioactive newsletter. I'm Deborah Schar.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you're going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR.